Hi, and welcome back to Step Four. This is Donna, and now we are going to talk about something that is very important for moms, and that is empower. That's our last step. Step four is empower, and that kind of is made up of several different topics that we're going to talk about here, because this is something that we as moms maybe kind of push aside or shuffle aside a little bit. And with good reason. It's hard in those early years. If you've got young children, it's all you can do to just get up and shower, and get them fed, and it's hard not to kind of lose yourself within that. But especially to those who have young children, that is the time when we need a little bit of self-care, a little bit of space, because our children are sharing our energy. And we only have so much. And if that's why you're feeling drained and exhausted and very tired, besides the fact that you might be up with a baby or, not sleeping due to that physically, schedules, but then also all of the touching and the holding and the caring and the sharing of that energy is very draining on us. And it's really hard because we sometimes aren't functioning at full capacity like that. It's very hard. And if things start to go awry, it's very quick. We're very quick-tempered, very quick to kind of just like, I can't deal with anymore, because we don't have any reserve. Our tank is empty. So we need to find ways to refuel our own tanks. And we're going to talk first about boundaries. And this may seem something that you've not thought about before, and maybe moms may not realize that boundaries are a big issue in our lives. I bet there are several areas in your day-to-day life that sort of bleed into each other, and it's hard to tell when one stops and one starts. I have an example of this that happened to me pretty recently, about a year ago, and that is trying, because I'm homeschooling and also an entrepreneur running my business from home. It got really hard because my kids are always here. I'm working here. I'm schooling here. I'm doing our day-to-day chores here. Everything was done in one place, and it was really hard, and the business took off, and it was sort of me stealing moments here and there to work in between school and laundry and preparing dinner, and really nothing got my full attention. And that's kind of what happens. You end up not doing anything 100% because you just feel so pulled. And so, just so like, and sometimes it kind of sneaks up on you. Like, it's not something that just happens and you can look at it. It may be just something's getting more and more and more demanding as you go along, but it's in such small increments that it's hard to realize it until it's like too much. It's hard to catch it. So we are going to take a look at that. Let's take a closer look at your schedule. And I want you to think where in your day or your schedule that you might be feeling obligated to do something. This could be a real tip-off, something that you feel you must do, but you kind of have this, but I really wish I didn't have to kind of attitude toward it. Where are you feeling that you could be doing a better job or giving higher quality attention? Something that, and again, it kind of goes back to our previous steps, which, if you haven't already done the previous steps, I'm hoping you've got the idea that I want you to follow along on the steps, because each one builds. So if you can look back to your family values and talk about and look at kind of where you want to go, this is another one of those pieces I talked about earlier, where you can take a look at an opportunity and say, it sounds great and whatever, but if you're feeling like, I don't want that, and it's not really falling in line with my values, then that's a place to say no. And that is really what this boundaries is all about. It's okay to say no to things that you, A, don't want to do, and B, do not fall in line with your values. Now, I'm not talking about doing laundry or diapering changing here. I mean, this is more about, there are some things we have to do, even if we don't want to do them. But this is more about the extra things that get put upon us, sort of in an unconscious way, or You know, that kind of thing. Things that kind of sneak up behind you. You know, as an example, maybe you're the mom who always drives the carpool, or you're being asked several times a week to have kids over your house, but you're never getting to send your kids over to their house. Maybe you're always being asked to host a festival or be the one to make the potluck dinner or break the bread. You know, even in your own household, you know, can you just help me do this? You know, it could be a spouse, a sister, a mom. I just need some help with my blah, 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 you know, whatever it is. Like, other people are very overwhelmed with their stuff and they want you to help. That could be something with parents or family members. And you think, oh, yes, or like, I need some help with my computer, and you know how to, and you're good on a computer, so they call you. But, you know, it's those things that we keep saying yes, yes, yes to, that you think, oh, it's just one thing. But there, that you have to stop your entire flow. You have to stop what you're doing or what you were supposed to be doing and go tend to something that's unscheduled and not on your rhythm. Now, I'm not saying that you can't do that. I'm just saying look and see where maybe this is happening more often than you want. If you're feeling like resentment and kind of like this obligation around what you're doing, then maybe you need to take a look at that, because you are the only one who is going to be able to set up these boundaries. You know, maybe you just want to set up some quiet time in the evenings. Yeah, you know, if your spouse comes home and you know, maybe it's that time after dinner until bedtime. Maybe there's a 30-minute window there, and that's your time that you really want to set up for yourself. And so you set that up, and then suddenly they keep coming and asking you, oh, he needs to be this, or can you help with the bath, or I can't find the book, or, you know, whatever it is, and you keep getting that taken away. That's a boundary issue. No one is going to set up boundaries for you. And people don't mean to, you know, be honing in on your time or your space or whatever. It's just they're trying to get things done too. And, you know, the mom, we wear a lot of hats. We're the everything. We're the nurse. We're the mom. We're the, you know, we run the house. We do the laundry. We are the carpool person. We do, you know, if we have a business, maybe you're running your business like I am. I'm in the homeschool. I'm the teacher. You know, I've got a lot of things. I'm the accountant, keeping up with bills and taxes. I mean, I wear a lot of hats. And it's hard, but sometimes you have to say, okay, well, this is the allotted time for me to be the teacher, and this is the allotted time for me to be the entrepreneur, and this is the allotted time for me to be myself. So you have to sort of chunk it and look at how your day flows and where maybe these boundaries are crossing over, and you need to sort of say, hey, wait a minute, that is my time that I'm with my children, and I'm supposed to be doing circle time, or I'm supposed to be doing homeschooling lessons, or we're supposed to be going to the park, but this other thing keeps coming and interrupting. And, you know, again, it's going back to what you want, where you want to go, what your family values, what your own values are, and what you value, you know, what you want as part of your day. Remember your imagine. Remember your perfect creation. I mean, most likely there was nothing on there about, you know, helping someone with their emails. Not that you can't help out and you want to serve, but maybe there's certain times that it can be done, and it doesn't always have to be done at that very moment. It's sort of like these putting out fires. A lot of that stuff comes up during the day. You have this plan, and then suddenly all these other little things come popping up, and you might say, oh, well, it's just going to take me 5 minutes. And it never takes 5 minutes. You know, it's 30 minutes or 20 minutes later, and now you've taken away the time of doing something else. We only all have that 24 hours, and how we spend it and how we, you know, use that time is really what matters, because we can't get that back. That's not coming back. Okay, so that's kind of the boundaries. We have to be the one that, you know, goes and says in a kind way, I need some help. I'm having some issues here, and I can't take on anymore. Because we want to help. We want to serve. We want to be that person that, and we want to be liked, and we want to be helping and nourishing. And that's just our instinct. And that's fine, as long as we're not, you know, doing it to the detriment of ourselves. We have to get some nourishment and some refueling as well. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about confidence. And we spoke earlier about confidence when it talked about some of the challenges and things we were having. And I want to talk about this. I hear a lot, or hear this problem come up a lot from moms with younger children, you know, who are just kind of getting into the flow and they're unsure of what to do. But it can really be for anyone who is, you know, just kind of going through this whole parenting cycle. And those of us who are sort of on this mindful track, trying to slow things down, the slow parenting movement, being a mindful parent, following some maybe non-mainstream ways, it's hard to go against the grain from what everyone else is doing. And especially when you get into that 4, 3, and 4, and 5 age range, when all your friends' children are, they're signing them up and they're going off to preschool and they're asking where are your kids going and what are you doing, and you know, maybe you've decided to keep them home, and you know, they kind of start to look at you like, what are you, who are you to follow a different path? And then here comes the family, the moms and the mother-in-laws. You know, they mean well and they're trying to help you. And you get a lot of outside, there could be a lot of outside pressure and some of the things that we, you know, are trying to instill, going back to the family values and things that we really want or what we don't want for our family, whether it's media, we're not letting our kids watch TV or use video games or, you know, do things too early in their lives where out in mainstream it seems to be happening so much earlier where they're exposed to things that, you know, we may not want them to be exposed to until later on. And it can be hard because some of these family and friends might question and misunderstand the direction that you're going in because they're not, they just don't get it. So my best advice is to pick your path. And if you've gone through a lot of these steps, you've got your values, you've got some things, and you kind of have a plan, and you know that this is what speaks to you, and you know what's best for your family. A good friend of mine once told me that as me being the mom, I know best for my kids. I know, who knows better than me? No one. So kind of keep that. You are the one who knows your children the best. Stand firm in your decisions and give yourself time to see the results because it is a process and it does take time. So if you're saying you're going to homeschool or you're not going to send your kids to preschool right now, you know, it all comes up. It comes down to the way that you come across. If you're like, well, I've been thinking, I think we might, you know, not send, you know, Jane off to school. I think I want to keep her at home and we're hoping it's going to work out. I mean, if you kind of come across in a wishy-washy way, people are going to think that you don't really know what you're saying and that you need some help. And they're going to be right there to give you advice. What if you come across in a way that's, you know, we've decided this year, you know, she's going to stay home with us. I've got some great ideas. I've got plans for what we're going to do. We feel this is right for our family right now. I don't know what we're going to do in the future, but right now this is what we're going to do. I mean, just listen to the difference. You're not saying you know anything more or less, and not saying you know and have all the answers, and because you're still learning and going through things, but you're confident, you've got it, you know, you sound like you know what you're talking about, and people will say, okay, well, let's just see how it goes with it then. She seems like she's got it together and knows. So again, and I'm not saying to try to, you know, lie or be something that you're not, sort of fake it till you make it, but, you know, really think about your decisions. Are you comfortable? Are you 100% confident that this is what you want to do? And if you are, then you just have to stick with it. If not, then maybe you need to revisit your decision, whatever it might be, and say, I don't know, I'm not feeling quite 100% that I can tell someone else my reasons why. And, you know, and you don't have to explain yourself fully. People, I used to give this long explanation when people would ask me why I was homeschooling. You know, I thought I owed them that. And I, you know, I mean, if it's your mother or your sister, I guess that's one thing, but strangers, and they still, like, I'll be at the grocery store now with my kids, and they're, why aren't they in school? You know, and it's like I used to think I had to give this long explanation as to why they were not in school, and you know, you don't owe people that. It's none of their business really. So just stand firm in your decision and just you know, kind of straighten up your backbone there, you know, and just know that this is a process, and know that you will. I look back now, and I remember my husband kind of looking at me like, this is the path I want to take. You know, we were going to homeschool, and do some kind of strange to us, strange to the way we were brought up ideas. And I thought he kind of looked at me, but luckily maybe I came across in a confident way. And, you know, it is sort of have a leap of faith there at the beginning, but now looking back and it's starting, the fruit is starting to come out on my children. And I go, I know I did the right thing and I can't imagine doing anything else. And I hear him bragging to people about how great, you know, it's coming and the homeschooling is great and they're learning. And it's so nice to see that there's a window there though. You have to sort of just go with it and kind of take that leap of faith. Okay, and the last part we're going to talk about is self-care, and really this is all kind of self-care, but I want to talk more about like actually giving you space and time to refuel that empty tank that we talked about, because if you're empty, you cannot nurture, and we can't do it all by ourselves. You know, we feel in these days and times, I mean, we're kind of on our own, a lot of us. And if you think back to the older days where people had extended families that lived in the same house, or they lived down the street, or they lived in a tighter community where everyone knew everyone, people were helping you, you knew your neighbors. You know, that's maybe not the case for most of us. A lot of times we've moved away from our parents and we don't have any siblings nearby. And we may not even know our neighbors. And if we're homeschooling or have our kids at home, then it's even harder to find some people. But I want you to know that doing it all on your own is it's really exhausting. You've got to have some kind of help. We can't do everything. So, and it's okay to crave this. I want you to know that, especially if you have young children, it's okay to crave a break. It's okay to crave some time alone. I went through this probably about a year when my girls were young, maybe 3 or 4. And I thought, I just want to get out of this house and just leave, you know. And so I did. I started taking yoga classes. I was going out with my friends once a week just at a local little coffee shop for an hour or two. And I just had to get away. I just had to have some time by myself. So, you know, whether it's a weekly yoga class, whether it's just bike riding, it's reading, it's a nap, coffee with friends, just a walk by yourself, taking a bath, you know, whatever it is, it's okay to want that one. And it's okay for you to find a way to get it. Now, you know, you can, you know, there's several options. If you have no family or friends around, you can hire like a mommy's helper. I did this when there was a girl that lived in our neighborhood who was young. She was probably like 11 or 12. And so I would still be in the house, but she would come over and she would play with my girls for an hour or two so that I could do whatever it is that I wanted to do. And then as she's gotten older, I could leave or whatever. Now she's our babysitter. So, you know, you only have to pay her a couple dollars an hour if that's the case. Or maybe you trade out with a friend who has children. This week I'll take your kids for an hour or two. Next week you take my kids. And you can do it that way. You know, of course, hiring a babysitter is fine. Even if you just have your husband or spouse or someone, I just want to go tonight. I'm going to be gone. You know, I'm going from 7 to 9. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm just leaving. You know, or like it's the yoga class or it's just taking this walk or whatever. It's setting up some getaway time and knowing that it is okay to get away. You don't have to feel guilty because you want to just be yourself for a few hours. It's totally normal, and we all feel that way, and it's okay. It doesn't mean you're a bad mom or you don't love your family. And you will notice by taking this hour away or two, whatever you can work out, you will come back a better mom and a better spouse. You will just be a better person because you'll be rejuvenated. You'll be happy. You won't have this like crazy look on your face like you're going to explode or that you're going to drop from exhaustion. Another way that I found that's really wonderful and quickest and powerful way to refuel our tanks is to do something creative. And that really gets the juices going. So think back maybe before you had children or if there's something you still are doing like writing, handwork, blogging even, you know, whatever it is that you're into, painting, singing, music, dancing, any of those things, whatever your passion is or something you've always wanted to do, or something you haven't done in a while. Go out and take a dance class, or like I said, an exercise class, something that's creative, painting class, something you've always wanted to do. It takes you away. It takes you away from where you are and lets you just be you, and you will come back just, you know, the energy is like, your tank is so full and you feel so inspired and motivated to do more things rather than just dragging on from day to day. Just that 1 hour a week could be a huge step toward, you know, kind of getting your life back and balanced. So I can't stress enough how important it is. And don't just say, oh, yeah, whatever. Because really, this is really a huge step and you will see a bit of difference. You know, just getting a change of scenery. I'm sure you've noticed. Sometimes you just have to get out of town and take a vacation and just go somewhere else. It's sort of the same way. It's like a mini getaway. Even if to go get your nails done or a haircut, you know, something. Just get away and just not have someone asking you questions, mommy, 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 all the time, and you don't even actually have to say anything. You can just be yourself. Is it just a huge way to refuel the tank? Okay, now I want you to take a look at the worksheet that we have for this step four, which I've got on here, get support, get away, and get inspired. So there are some things right there, support from your mommy's helper or your husband or spouse or friend or mom or babysitter or neighbor or other mom that you can swap kids, and then get away. You know, whether it's a weekend away with girls, whether it's a day at the spa, whether it's just to take a walk around the block. I mean, it doesn't have to cost anything. It's coffee, you know, down, or it's just going to the grocery store by yourself. I remember thinking, if I could just go to the grocery store, and then I would go sometimes like on a Friday night, and I literally would just walk around up and down every aisle very slowly. It was just having that freedom to just be. And yoga, whatever it is, and then get inspired. Do something creative. Do something just for yourself. Read that book you've been wanting to read. Learn to knit, crochet something, draw something, paint something, dance, sing, ride your bike, whatever it is. So there's three ways there, three little spots that you can fill in on that to refuel. And then I've got some action steps on here as well, and that is one way to increase my self-care this week. I want you to come up with something this week, whatever it is, however small, even if it's 20 minutes, even if it's a bubble bath, you lock yourself in the bathroom, one thing. And then also a place for a permanent self-care. Maybe it's a yoga class you're going to take every week, or a dance class, or I'm going to have weekly coffee with my friends, or maybe once a month I'm going to spend the day out with my friend, or whatever it could be. Permanent, something ongoing. And then also there's a place on here to talk about the boundaries, area to define the boundaries, as we talked earlier on there. What's the action and then how does that go? So you've got that on here. And then you can also transpose these over to your action calendar. I want you to put that self-care on there. If you'll look at the calendar, you'll see there's a key at the top of the calendar. You can just use an S for self-care if you want, or you can write out S and then put what you're going to do next to it and the date that you're going to do it. Okay. Well, that's our four steps. I just want to have a couple closing notes here. I really want to make sure that, you know, don't let this course be another one of those books on the shelf. Take the action. Take the action that you need, because you will see such a difference and you will start to see things really forming and taking shape, and give this gift to yourself and to your family of having the structure in place and doing the things that you want to do, because that's what you value. So don't be overwhelming in what you write down. Keep it simple. Again, these are simple steps. Don't want it to be too crazy and overwhelming. And again, this is something that can be repeated. You can do this every month. You can do it every quarter. You can do it during the summer, thinking about coming up for fall, during winter break, however you want to do it. If things change considerably, if you have a new baby or you move or something like that, you might want to take a look at redoing this course again to go back and say, okay, well, here's where I am now, and let's see where I'm going to be. Because it's all about where we are now and where we want to be where we want to go, what is our goal, what is our A to B. Your life changes as you go. So this is a way for you to streamline and to course correct back onto your path, back onto the path to your imagined, your created, imagined day, your perfect ideal rhythm. All right, the action calendar again is key. I want you to post this in a place that you see it and put it in your planner. If you're homeschooling, your planner, put it on your desk where you, by your computer where you see a lot, on your refrigerator, on the bathroom mirror, whatever it is, and take action on this. Just a few weeks of doing these action steps will be what you need to bring you on and move you forward. All right. Well, thank you so much for allowing me to share these four steps with you. And I would love to hear any feedback you have about this course, how it went for you, any successes, any suggestions that you would like, improvements. You can go ahead and send that to info@theparentingstudio.com, and my assistant will take a look through those. And also, if you decide after going through this course that you would like a little bit more one-on-one mentoring and coaching, feel free to also email at the same info@theparentingstudio.com, and I will get that email, and we can sit down and have a discussion and see if there's a program or something for you where I can actually be coaching and mentoring you one-on-one. Again, thank you so much. This is Donna Ashton with theparentingstudio.com. Good luck, and I hope you have a fun and inspiring time working on your daily rhythm.